I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 8 months ago, you may remember, a meteor crashed in Russia. It injured hundreds of people. That was in the Ural Mountains in the region of Chelyabinsk. The meteor made headlines around the world after a lot of dashboard video cams captured the space rock's fiery descent and crash. It literally lit up the Russian sky. Well, the meteorite's back in the news. Russian scientists are today trying to weigh a gigantic rock, which they say is a remnant of the Chelyabinsk meteorite. BBC correspondent Oleg Boldarev is in Chelyabinsk. It's been a busy day, I gather, Oleg, at the edge of the lake where this suspected piece of the meteorite was discovered. What's the scene been like?
Well, we were the first on the scene, I must say, but then little by little, the camera surrounded the spot on which a large lever and jackliver was standing. The meteorite actually was hanging very near the shore. That's where it was brought yesterday. Basically, as it went in, it pierced at least 2 feet of ice on the 15th of February of this year. And so the scientists sort of had the idea it must be beneath. But it took them a very long while to discover where exactly it is. The bottom of the lake is covered with a very thick layer of sediment. So for a while, they were sort of blinded by this thick layer of mud. They were using the sonars. The team of divers were doing this. Finally, they found it, but the early prediction where it might have been were wrong.
So it's been hauled out now, I guess. How big is it? How close did you get to it?
Well, I was standing 2 meters away from it. It was actually broken in 3 pieces as they were lifting it. So there's one very large chunk, the size of... what could be considered a fridge in Europe. In America, the fridges are probably bigger. They immediately hoisted it onto a scale, trying to weigh it. And finally, the weighing mechanism gave up at 570 kilos, 1,140 pounds in U.S.
Right, just broke the scale. So has there been a lot of curiosity from locals there in Chelyabinsk? Are they out along the shore? What are they saying?
This is a very interesting bit. Not too much interest. Back in February when I came here, the local mayor, the mayor of the town, which sits next to the lake, the town of Chebarkul, was telling me very excitedly how he was going to exploit this, how the tourists would come. The tourists were indeed coming back in the winter. But now I just picked up a local newspaper and I'm reading there's a whole conference being called trying to explore the marketing potential of it. And by the sound of it, not much of it actually came out.
I mean, it's kind of curious because when the meteorite hit back in February, eyewitnesses said they felt intense heat from the fireball. Some even thought this was a nuclear attack.
We've spoken to some people. I spoke to a driver who was bringing us to the shore, and he said, you know, he was affected in a very strange way. He felt something big and horrible loomed over him. We spoke to people who were hunting for the bits of the meteorite. They were very excited. They said, you know, something else happened, something beyond just a dreary political or economical news here in Russia. But I'm not sure much of this sentiment remains. And, you know, Russians are being bombarded by so much freak news that sometimes they become jaded quite soon.
Yeah, that's some serious jadedness. I mean, this is the largest known natural object to have entered Earth's atmosphere in the past century. So
exactly. And the scientists I spoke to said, you know, even if the meteorite they found today was twice as small, 250 kilos, 300 kilos, it would still be the largest stone meteorite ever found in Russia.
BBC correspondent Oleg Boldarev in Chelyabinsk. Thanks so much.
Thank you.